Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Hafey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lieber who is chasing the ball. Gerges reaches third base with a triple. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field. Gallen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gallen. Danning moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is walked intentionally. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hafey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive towards third. Hafey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hafey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Danning moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danning scores. There goes Bonura trying to get to third. Gallen throws the ball into Hack, who tags Bonura for the out. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hafey. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hafey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demery bunts towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Bonura moves to second. One out. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gumbert hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Charlie Root. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clay Bryant pinch runs for Phil Cavaretta. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bryant moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Bryant moves to third. Herman moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Bryant scores. Herman moves to third. Gallen moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Cliff Melton now pitching. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Jim Gleason. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Herman scores. Gallen moves to third. Lieber moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Redlin now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.